Hey everyone, welcome back. We're going deep on AI today,
Sounds fun.
but with a really interesting twist. A listener sent us this excerpt. It's from The Need for AI-Driven Solutions, Roadmap for Startups, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's by Dr. Alexander Orlando. Have you heard of him?
Yeah, he's doing some really interesting work in the AI space.
Yeah.
A lot of practical advice.
And his title alone, I gotta say, it got me hooked because it really feels like AI is not just this cool thing anymore.
Right.
It's like a must-have, especially for startups.
You're absolutely right. It's a huge shift, you know. It used to be that AI was like a bonus, a way to stand out.
Right, like a shiny new toy.
Exactly. But Dr. Orlando really drives this point home. The landscape is different now. For startups, it's not about standing out anymore, it's about survival.
Survival. Whoa, okay. I mean, is it really that make or break?
Think about it. Every startup, they're all fighting for an edge, right?
Yeah.
They need to be more efficient, save money, create a customer experience that's amazing.
Yeah, the competition is fierce.
And more, the answer to all those challenges is, you guessed it, AI.
Okay, so it's not just hype. There are real benefits here.
Oh, absolutely. And the thing is, it's not just one industry, it's everywhere. We're seeing AI in healthcare, finance, retail, manufacturing, I mean, you name it.
Wow, yeah, it's everywhere you look.
And Dr. Orlando uses this really smart example. It's a fictional startup. He calls them Shop Genie, and it illustrates just how powerful this can be.
Shop Genie, huh? Okay. I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
So imagine you're running, an e-commerce business.
Right.
You got to manage all your inventory, make sure you have the right products, right time.
Yeah, that's the tricky part.
Traditionally, how you did that was you looked at past data, right? Like what sold well last year? Okay, maybe we need more of that this year.
Makes sense. I mean, what's wrong with that approach?
Well, the problem is the world moves fast.
Yeah, especially online.
Exactly. So past data can only tell you so much. What happens if a competitor suddenly drops their prices?
Oh, I see.
Or what if consumer tastes change out of the blue?
Right, then you're stuck reacting instead of being proactive.
Exactly. And for inventory, I mean, that's a nightmare. So tell me, you think Shop Genie figured out a better way?
They must have with AI, right?
You got it. So instead of just relying on that old data, Shop Genie, they built a system that uses machine learning.
Okay, pause right there. I hear machine learning all the time.
Right.
But for someone who's not like a tech expert, can you break that down? What does it actually do?
Sure. So think of it like a super-powered spreadsheet, right?
Right.
And this spreadsheet is constantly analyzing information from all over, like customer browsing habits,
Nice.
or even like, what's happening in the world, things that might change what people buy.
Like current events.
Yeah, even competitor pricing, all of that. And the machine learning, it's an algorithm, and it looks for patterns in all this data, patterns that we as humans might miss, and uses that to predict what's going to happen next.
So instead of just guessing based on last year's sales, you've got this AI telling you what people are going to want next week, next month.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Not just in a general sense. I mean, Shop Genie's AI could get really specific. Predict demand for individual products. Take into account things like regional preferences.
Wow.
I mean, even the weather forecast, they thought of everything.
That's amazing. So all this number crunching, the data, did it actually work? Like, what were the results?
The results were pretty amazing. They were able to cut their excess inventory costs by 30%.
Seriously.
Yeah, so less waste, more money in their pocket. But here's the even crazier part. Their revenue, it went up by 25%.
Okay, that's not just good, that's huge.
And it was all thanks to their AI-powered pricing.
So they're making smarter decisions and it's paying off.
Big time. Investors were knocking down their door, which proves that this isn't just some tech experiment. AI can lead to real growth and investment. But here's the thing.
What's that?
Shop Genie's story, it's not just a one-off. There's a bigger lesson here for other startups.
Oh, I like where this is going. So you're saying there are takeaways here that anyone could apply.
Exactly. Dr. Orlando, he uses Shop Genie to outline some key points that honestly they apply to any startup that's even thinking about AI.
Okay, hold on. Before we jump into all that, something you said earlier really struck me. You said AI is about survival for startups now,
Yeah.
but you were just talking about Shop Genie, and they're not just surviving, they're thriving.
Right.
So what's the difference?
That's a great question. I think the difference is how they approached AI. They didn't just say, hey, AI is cool, let's use it.
Right, it wasn't random.
They had a real problem, inventory. It was costing them money, hurting their business.
And they used AI very deliberately to solve that problem.
Exactly. Which brings us perfectly to Dr. Orlando's first key takeaway. He says that startups, they really need to focus on using AI to solve a genuine problem. Don't just chase the hype.
But isn't that like the basis of any good business. Whether it's AI or not, you got to be solving a problem.
You're right, but with AI, the stakes are higher, you know? I mean, developing these solutions, it can be expensive, especially for a young company.
Yeah, resources are tight.
Exactly. So if you're not laser focused on a problem that really matters, you're going to waste time. You're going to waste money.
So it's about making sure your AI has a real purpose, not just being a cool tech demo.
Exactly. AI is a tool, right?
Yeah.
It's only as good as the person using it. And that brings us to Dr. Orlando's next point, which is all about data.
Oh, data, the lifeblood of AI. But what does high quality data even mean? I mean, isn't all data basically the same?
Not at all. AI algorithms, they learn from the data they're given. So if you train an AI on data that's full of errors or inconsistencies or biases, what you get out of it is going to be flawed.
So it's like baking a cake. If you use bad ingredients, it's not going to matter how good your recipe
That's a
is.
perfect analogy. So high quality data, it means making sure your data is relevant to the problem, accurate, and representative of the real world.
Okay, that makes sense. So if Shop Genie had just fed their AI a bunch of random stuff from the internet, it wouldn't have worked.
Nope, not at all. They were successful because they were very specific about the data they used. It was all about their customers, their products, their competitors, all in real time.
So it's not just how much data you have, it's how you use it. But for a startup, I mean, how do they even get this kind of data? Especially if they don't have a ton of resources.
That's a real challenge. Some startups, they focus on collecting their own data through their platforms, you know. Others might use public data sets or partner with bigger companies who already have what they need.
So there are options, but it takes some creativity.
Definitely. And it highlights how data is almost as important as the AI itself.
It's like the foundation of the whole thing.
Exactly. Which leads us to another key takeaway, scalability. Dr. Orlando really emphasizes this. Startups need to build their AI solutions with growth in mind.
Scalability, every startup's dream. But what does that mean for AI specifically?
So let's say you create an AI solution and it works perfectly, but only for a very small market. What happens when you want to grow, reach more people?
Yeah, you don't want to have to start from scratch every time you expand.
Exactly. So the key is building scalability into the AI from the beginning. It's about making choices that allow the AI to grow with your startup.
So, what are some things to keep in mind when you're trying to build scalable AI?
Well, one thing is the infrastructure. Cloud-based platforms are great because they offer flexibility. You can scale your computing power up or down as you need.
So instead of being limited by your own servers, you can tap into the power of the cloud.
Right. It's like having this massive virtual data center at your fingertips. Another thing is, think about your algorithms, how they're designed. Can they handle more and more data without slowing down? Can you adapt them to new markets, new types of customers?
So it's about building something that's not just good for today, it's good for tomorrow.
Yeah, like future-proofing your AI. And this is something a lot of startups, they overlook it because they're just trying to get their product out there.
Right, move fast and break things.
But then they end up with an AI that works great at first, but then holds them back as they grow. It's like a bottleneck.
So how do you avoid that? How do you balance moving quickly with thinking long term?
It takes some planning and a willingness to invest in the right tools and technologies, and having the right team is key. People who understand not just the tech, but also the business side of things.
So it's a balancing act.
Absolutely. And this actually leads perfectly into Dr. Orlando's last key takeaway. And honestly, I think it might be the most important one.
Okay, I'm on the edge of my seat. Tell me, what's this final piece of advice?
It's all about partnerships. Dr. Orlando, he really emphasizes this. Startups shouldn't try to do everything themselves, especially with AI. They should be looking for opportunities to team up with bigger companies, you know, more established players.
Interesting, because that seems kind of counterintuitive, right? Why would a huge company want to work with a tiny startup?
Well, there are a few reasons. Startups, they bring fresh ideas to the table. They're not afraid to try new things. They're not stuck in the old ways of doing things.
Right, they're nimble.
Exactly. And that's valuable for big companies. They need that to stay competitive, especially with AI, because it's changing so fast.
So it's like the big company gets a boost of innovation.
Exactly. And startups often, they have this really deep understanding of specific markets, niches that the big companies might not know as well.
So both sides benefit. It's a win-win.
Absolutely. And let's not forget, like, the practical stuff. Partnerships can give startups access to data, to technology, even distribution channels, things that would be way too expensive to build themselves.
Yeah, it's like a shortcut to success.
It is. And remember Shop Genie, our e-commerce startup, the one with the AI-powered inventory?
Oh, yeah, they were crushing it.
Well, a big part of their success was a partnership they formed with a logistics company, a big one.
Ah, that makes sense. They probably got access to all that real-time shipping data, delivery times.
Exactly. So not only did it improve their operations, it made them look even better to investors. It showed that they weren't just playing around with tech. They were serious about making it work in the real world.
So it added credibility.
Big time. So it's not enough to build a great AI. You got to find the right partners to help you make it a success.
Partnerships. I'm writing that down. Okay, we covered so much in this deep dive. AI for startups, data, scalability, explainability, and now partnerships. If you had to boil it all down to one key takeaway, what would it be?
That's a good question. I think the big takeaway is AI is here, it's real, and it can make a huge difference for startups.
That's not just a buzzword anymore.
But it's not a magic solution. You can't just plug it in and watch the money roll in.
You got to use it strategically.
Exactly. It takes planning, it takes a willingness to learn, and it takes being smart about how you use AI, ethically and responsibly.
But the potential is huge.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
We're really just getting started with AI. I think the next few years are going to be really exciting, especially for startups who are using this technology in creative ways.
It feels like a new era is beginning.
It does. And to everyone listening, I hope this deep dive has sparked some ideas for you.
Whether you're already knee-deep in AI or just starting to explore it.
Keep learning. Keep experimenting.
And who knows, maybe you'll be the next big success story, just like Shop Genie.
Maybe even better.
That's a great note to end on. Thanks for joining us today. And until next time, keep that AI curiosity burning.